The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. January 7th was the deadly shooting in the Charlie Hebdo newspaper office in Paris. On January 11th, over a million people gathered in Paris to protest the Muslim philosophy that those who refuse to bow to Allah must be killed. Heads of state from a number of countries marched alongside the French president, including Israel's and Germany's leaders. However, Mr. Obama was not there. Neither did he send the vice president or even Secretary of State Kerry. This is a huge dishonor to those who have been our allies and suffered a terrible tragedy at the hands of Muslims who intend to live out the Quran. Why does this man refuse to acknowledge that terrorism is almost always tied to the Muslim religion? While he has steadfastly refused to acknowledge the importance of biblical Christianity to our nation's liberty, he has at the same time worked to cast in the very best light the Muslim faith. Please consider his track record. In May of 2009, Obama does not host any National Day of Prayer event at the White House, which is a national law. But he does host White House dinners in honor of the Muslim holiday Ramadan. In April of 2010, the Obama administration requires rewriting of government documents and a change in vocabulary to remove terms that are deemed offensive to Muslims, including jihad, jihadist, terrorist, radical Islamic, and so forth. In February of 2012, the Obama administration makes extravagant apologies for Qurans being burned by the U.S. military. But when Bibles were burned by the military, numerous reasons were offered why it was the right thing to do. Many of these actions are literally unprecedented. This is the first time they've happened in four centuries of American history. The hostility of the current White House occupant toward biblical faith and values is without equal from any American president. My opinion about all this man hates our nation and would love to see it run by an Islamic dictatorship. So what is to be a Christian's attitude toward Muslims and Mr. Obama? We are to love them with the love of Christ through kind acts and honest words from the Bible, and just as strongly, we are to protect our liberty from their attack, as Paul said in Galatians 5:1, "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." While we believe in religious liberty for all men, Americans have never believed in covering for any religion if its design was to overthrow our government. And this is the design of many Muslim groups. Likewise, our early generations understood we must never give preferential treatment to any religion except what they called general Christianity, because Christianity was the foundation of our law. To maintain liberty, the proclamation of the Christian gospel must be protected. In 1833, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Joseph Story identified this as the purpose of the First Amendment. He stated, quote, "The real object of the First Amendment was not to countenance, much less advance Mohammedism by prostrating Christianity, but rather to exclude all rivalry among Christian denominations." News commentator Michael Brown sums up well what should be our government's attitude toward Muslims. He writes, "If Muslims seek to undermine or overthrow the government of the country to which they are immigrating, or if they plan to call for violence against those who reject or insult their faith, then they have no business living among us." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. The preceding message has been taken largely from our new book, For Such a Time as This. This book gives the biblical perspective of over 50 current issues. You can order For Such a Time as This at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.